Representative Andy Biggs calls for FBI to investigate Democrat donor platform over suspicious transactions. By Elizabeth Weibel on March 13, 2025. Representative Andy Biggs, R.Oz, called for the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, to investigate the Democrat National Committee's donor platform, ActBlue, over suspicious donations. In a letter addressed to FBI Director Kash Patel, Biggs noted that the Treasury Department under former President Joe Biden had discovered hundreds of suspicious transactions with ActBlue reported by banks, according to Fox News. Biggs's letter cited concerns that ActBlue had been used to skirt the integrity of federal campaign finance laws, and noted that while the U.S. House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform and the Committee on House Administration have been investigating these allegations of misconduct, the Biden administration had stalled access to the necessary documents. In his letter, Biggs also noted how nearly 20 state attorney generals had made inquiries into ActBlue over allegations regarding fraud, money laundering, and the fraudulent and counterfeit use of credit and debit cards, according to the outlet. In a statement to the outlet, Biggs described the allegations against ActBlue as being alarming, and added if they are true, they threaten the integrity of our republic. The allegations against ActBlue are alarming and, if true, threaten the integrity of our republic, Biggs said in a statement to the outlet. I'm thankful for the work Director Patel is doing to restore our justice system, and I look forward to working with him to uncover the truth about ActBlue. Breitbart News previously reported that Representative James Comer, RKY, claimed during an interview with OAN's Andrew Giuliani that the Biden administration had covered up hundreds of suspicious activity reports. We requested from Treasury during the Biden administration to see whether or not there were bank violations, called suspicious activity reports against ActBlue. Of course, they never would get back with us, Comer said. Finally, after the election, they confirmed that there were some. They allowed my staff to go in and view like 10 or 12. They were really bad, but I can say with confidence there are hundreds more. And now with the new Trump administration, we're going to be able to go in there and look at them. The New York Times reported at the beginning of March that ActBlue has seen at least 7 senior officials resign as the donation platform has been under investigation by congressional Republicans. In response to the exodus of senior officials from ActBlue, 2 unions representing the group's workers sent a letter to ActBlue's board of directors. The unions noted that there was an alarming pattern of people leaving, adding that it was eroding their confidence in the stability of the organization, according to the outlet.